Get over the court the last two times, I suppose I got in without reaching the court, and I suppose it's a nice little trophy. So I suppose tomorrow Clare are playing Munster, and hopefully we'll have a Munster final, and tomorrow's my birthday as well, so
Totals, it's your birthday tomorrow.
Yes.
Do you want to put a number on it? Does it exceed the quota?
It's about the same as my weight, 48. So, what do you think these strong horses of men around me, Derek, to be able to help me up into the sky like that, under some achievement? I'm looking forward to another 5 years within Clare County Council. I couldn't have done it with all the lads here around me. And the wives as well. The wives had to put up with us coming like we weren't canvassing at 3 o'clock in the morning over on the way home or anything like that. So I don't know where they were now. I suppose they were drinking tea, I suppose, or watching the sun go down or whatever, but I don't know. So it's a parish, it's a whole area that has to get behind you, and lucky enough I've been successful for the third time.
Alan, earlier on we had Pat Daly actually singing us a song when he got elected, but with something a small bit different for you.
All right.
If you turn around here, we have the Wiggy Choir.
That's right, okay.
The Wiggy Choir.
Right, yeah.
And they're going to sing you.
All right.
You promise me you do it, off you go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Wiggy. Happy birthday to you.
I think once is enough to lift me now. Don't go give me 48 pounds, right?
We've landed now and we're at the mecca of hurling that is Croke Park. There's many Clare fans and Cork fans outside here to see if saffron and blue and red and white. Will the saffron and blue prevail? We certainly hope so. I'm joined now by four dangerous Clare Castle men. We've got Dylan, Ronan, Aidan Ryan and Liam Halpin. Liam, we'll start with yourself. What way do you see this one going today?
I think Clare are going to win there by 2 points. Tight game, not much in it, but I'm confident that Clare will come out on top there today.
That seems to be a popular prediction, lads, is Clare by 2 points. Every fan we've spoken to so far, they're absolutely roaring for Shane O'Donnell. Do you see anybody else being a secret weapon on the pitch right now?
You never know. You could bring on the likes of Keane Galvin there off the bench, wing back. You know, the old winning score. But I'd be confident now Shane O'Donnell could get an old goal or two.
It's 70 minutes now until we find our fate. Do you confident? Can the banner do it?
I'm fully confident now. We're going to bring the cup home now to Innes Monday night. And yeah, we're all confident.
Are you better supporters than the Rebels?
Absolutely.
Boys, any final message for the Brian Lohan and his men?
Bring it home, boys.
We are going to do it!
7 weeks ago, we were like every other person out there. Christmas, we have a six-year-old here in the house, Santa, thinking about Christmas presents and the plans we had for it and where he was going to see Santa. Could we all go together as a family and what'll I buy for Nana? And then just, it was like someone, Joe, if you're in the car and if you brake suddenly and the car shunts, like that's what our lives, what has happened to our lives. It's beyond even, I can't put an emotion on it, to be honest. It's heart-wrenching. It's soul-destroying. It's angry. It's terror. I sat here yesterday even with Rachel before she went down to Cork, and being a mammy, and I went up out to the kitchen and I cooked all her favourite foods, and Joe put them in lunch boxes for her into a cooler box. And I came back in and sat down with her and I said, "How are you doing, darling?" And she goes, "I don't want to go, ma'am." And I said, "I know you don't, love. I don't want you to go." I said, "But you have to face this." I said, "You have to be strong, which you are." And I said, "Just go down there now." I said, "And go into the hospital tomorrow and do your 5 days. And you're home here to us again Friday night." And she goes, "I just go, ma'am, from, okay, I'm going to be okay. This radiotherapy is going to cure my cancer." And then a few minutes later, she goes, "I get this shudder of terror up inside me. Oh my God, I'm going to die." And then she goes, it goes from, "Oh my God, I'm so angry. Why did this happen to me? Why, And I just sat there and I said, "Rachel, honest to God, darling, you're so brave. We're all going through this with you." I said, "But we can't. You have to do this part alone." I said, "But we're all beside you, behind you. And we're feeling all the emotions too, love." you know, I'd swallow this lump in my throat and say, okay, Louise, be strong now, even though I want to start roaring, crying, and just grab her and hug her and try and make her safe, but I can't. I tell her what she needs to hear. Because I love her so much, like every parent out there loves and adores their child.
Possibly I would have been in second year. I was kind of 14. Puberty had really hit and there was just a lot of emotions and thoughts going around in my head at the time. I was coming to grips and coming to terms with who I was, my sexuality. My mother, I've been so incredibly lucky that, like, my mother obviously had an awareness of it from a very young age and enrolled me in different support services, you know, on education of the LGBTQ plus community in the world and, you know, how to be emotionally and physically as safe as I possibly could in that environment, you know, as I was growing up. But the dark, I suppose the darkness really kind of hit from about 15 onwards. A lot of kind of taunting, you know, name calling, a lot of, I suppose, exclusion. And I suppose that reached its peak when I was 15 going on 16, and there had been multiple things that had kind of built up to it, and that's when I started self-harming and I tried to take my own life at the age of 15. That was probably the lowest point of my life at that, I suppose, in those 15, 16 years.
A clear lead by a single point here, and again it's going to be one of those moments. Patrick Collins will land it on the 13 metre line. It won't go all the distance. It's going a long, long, long way. It's on the 13 metre line. Up they go for it. It comes aside to Robbie O'Flynn. He sends it in and he sends it wide. He sends it wide. He won the ball in front of the goal and he sends it wide. And
it's all over. It's all over. Gone.
It's all over. And Clare at the All-Ireland hurling champions. What a moment. What an evening. What an occasion in Croke Park here at the moment. As they're down on the field. He has blown the whistle once again. What a superb moment. Brian Lohan with his hands in the air. Like we haven't seen him. He's up on the shoulders of the players. Down here, the players are lying on the field. It's one of those moments we will not forget for a long time.
Each day presents a fresh struggle. As Breege Flaherty, who lives with this condition, bravely articulates her journey. She battles through the fog that erodes memory and identity, her words resonating with the pain she endures. Despite the turmoil, her journey is an enduring testament to the resilience of the human spirit in the face of unyielding challenges.
Right when we went up, you weren't 3 minutes in the door and I was thinking about being able to go. I don't like it. I love when you're coming and I hate when you're going. That's only normal. Isn't that right? Today I know is Sunday. No, don't tell me. Today is Sunday. Every day is the same, really. It's lonely. It's lonely because I'm totally alone. I still don't know what age I am. We're living, I don't know. It's a bad state I'm in, Patrick.
No, you've been in worse states.
As long as I haven't forgotten the two loves of my life and the loves of their lives, what more do I want? The kids are very important to me. But the grandchildren, really, because anyway, I won't be seeing very much of any of the children for the next few weeks because of the cold weather. What am I going to do, Park? Why am I like this? Why? Why? I get on the drums at times because, well, I know where it's leading to. And I'm not going to live forever, of course. Oh God, I do have moments. I do. But I just dry my tears and go to the bathroom and start off all over again. Oh, what am I going to do, Patrick? When I wake in the morning, where am I? There or downstairs? It's a bit scary to be on my own. To be totally on my own. And yet I don't want to be totally alone. Do you know what I'm saying? Today is what? Today is Thursday. So that. And then I'm getting there because I don't like to let my lads know that I'm heading in that direction. But there's an awful lot of changes. Of losing my husband. It's an awful step, really. Like my father, my mother, they're gone. And then there's no one, only Patrick.
Colin Crow, congratulations. They say the second election is the toughest. You've done it. How does it feel?
Wonderful. It's yeah, it's a fantastic win. Delighted.
It hasn't been an easy campaign for you. It's been a tough last month.
Yeah, it's elections are tough, stressful. We had a very tragic bereavement, Jordis. So it's
Kyle, your family are here tonight. It's clearly a very emotional occasion. What might make this a bit nicer is that when you got over the line in 2020, Sam, Charlie and Eve, they were probably a bit young to remember it then. It's probably been the two best days of their lives.
Sorry, you get a bit emotional. Look, I had a big head of hair last time. They had no hair. They were babies. I was a grown-up, but a few years of debate with Mary Lou has reversed the fortunes for me. I'm a bit emotional. It's been a tough campaign. I just want to dedicate the win to my mother-in-law, Mary Fehley, a mighty woman, a Fianna Fáil woman, and there's a huge team here that have helped me get over this line. Family, lifelong friends, counsellors, supporters, and they've walked every inch of me, and I'm just bowled over by that. And I want to thank, most importantly, before I forget it, in all the emotion, all of the people who voted for me, because it's just a tough gig. And to those that didn't vote for me, I'll be there to represent them as well.
Carl, just finally, I remember when Pat Daly topped the poll and Enniston was elected as mayor. You were telling us about his great singing voice and you were egging him on for a verse of the Wild Rover. We have been reliably informed that you do a great belt of grace. So can we get a verse of that?
Oh, the wrong grace, Pat.
Oh, the other grace, Pat.
Okay. Jesus, you'll have to help me out. Oh, grace, just hold me in your arms and let this moment linger. They'll take me out at dawn and I will die. With all my love, I place this wedding ring upon your finger. There won't be long to share a love, for we will say goodbye. So the mad thing is, my family have never heard me sing. And I've just sang live on Clare FM, and I'm hoping Colin will give me a slot now in the morning so that I might do this more regularly.
When I first started taking it was just a weekend thing, where I'd go out on the weekends and I'd get a bag and I'd be taking it and I'd have the best time of my life. And then I got to the point that, like, say if you're doing like housework and stuff and you have no energy and stuff like that, I would be like, you know what, get a bit of energy, let me get a bag of Coke and I'll get everything done. And from there I just depended on it to do absolutely everything. So it was horrific. There's things that I have done that I am not proud of, that I'm actually doing counselling for now, do you know. When you're in addiction, you're powerless. You were 100% powerless, do you know. It just takes over you, do you know, and it's very hard. Yeah.
So to get, when you get to that stage where you needed to do practically everything in your life, did that happen within months?
100%. I started taking it, and about 6 or 7 months later, maybe nearly a year, I knew it was bad. It was bad, you know. I was taking it on a daily basis. It wasn't just weekends anymore, you know. So it gradually started getting worse. And then a couple of years down the line, and it just took over. When you're in addiction, you learn how to lie. you know, you do. People that are in addiction are brilliant liars because they have to lie. In all fairness, like, I was at work, I used to work in the town centre in Shannon, and I, if I was doing a night shift, I'd bring a bag into work with me just to make myself, to make it go a bit faster, do you know what I mean? And I was staring people right in the eyes while I was absolutely out of it, trying my best to be civil, do you know what I mean? Where people in addiction, they know how to lie, they know how to get past people not noticing.
Drop the banner! Woo! The McCarthy is coming home tonight! Woo!
Oh,
Nope, your ears are not deceiving you. That is the sound of the Mayor of Clare, Alan O'Callaghan, on stage at the homecoming at the Fair Green in Ennis, really setting the tone with that iconic Clare song, Listún Varna. What a night it was. Over 36,000 people turning out to welcome home the 2024 All-Ireland Hurling Champions.
So with my psychosis, it was paranoid psychosis. So I believed that there was two men in Tulla sent from this company to kill me. I believed that a lot of people that I knew were involved in killing me. I believed there was a bomb in our car. I wouldn't allow my husband to drive the car because I had to, went to the doctor. And then he said, okay, you need to go for a psych evaluation. I said, fine, no problem, fix me. I don't care what you have to do, just fix me. So we went into Ennis hospital. The doctor referred us in, got to talk to the clinical nurse. My daughter and my husband were in the room. We did 2 hours, 2.5 hours of psych evaluation. And I had my bags packed. I was ready in there. I even had chocolate bars in my bag. I was like, this is it. I'm staying in there until they fix me. And she said, she started laughing. I said, just sign me in. Just put me in. Like, put me in a straitjacket if you have to. I don't care what you do. Just fix me.
O'Hae became a teacher, singer and playwright and was very much to the fore in the Gaelic revival. Padraig Pearce was of the view that O'Hae's play Seach na Cathrún Caoile about the life of an earlier Milltown Malbay bard, Micheál Ó Cumann, was the first proper formal play in Irish and that O'Hae had achieved in it what it had taken other national theatres 100 years to achieve. A new assertion, Chuirse an chéad léirscáil Gaeilge de Éireann ar fáil dos na scolana i gcófáirt le Padraig O'Hare. Agus bé an chéad duine a bhuain na hÁrán Gaeilge leis an solfa tónach. Maidir leis na hÁrán Mhéarlaoi, maireann roinnt do chuid ar bhéal na naoine fós. It was down near Milltown Malbay, not 1,000 miles from Galway, rings a bell. Or, how about, said she, I'm Nora Daly from the parish of Kilmaley, and my father, he's a farmer and the crossest man in Clare. And Nora Daly is surely a first cousin of Peggy Hune Vasey or Hraid Lizzie Hasey, a line from Enoch Kiladishert.
But she had her little boy with her because I had the girl. About 20 past 10 that night, I received a phone call saying that Carly wasn't waking up. So I jumped in the car. She literally lived like 5 minutes away from me. So I jumped in the car, drove down and went into the house and just saw her in the bed. But she was grey. I knew there and then that my daughter was gone. That image will stay with me for the rest of my life, seeing my little girl, you know, propped up in the bed. And they're trying to give her CPR. It will never leave me, never.
I've capsized 3 times, always while I've been in the cabin here. Boat's been f***ing decimated. So it's ripped away oars. I think this is the first time I can genuinely say on an ocean row I'm a little bit scared. 100 hours have been left. Chris told me mid-afternoon it should pass and right now it's 8 a.m.
I am the storm, the thunder that rumbles the night. I am the lightning that blinds you when I strike. I rise for the fight, crushing any enemies inside. I am the storm.
vast majority of the route. It was horrible. And seeing that these sort of hurricane-based system, like really strong, savage winds, would be bearing down on Damien, and not in a helpful way, not pushing him towards Ireland, but actively resisting his best will and advances. There's very little that an ocean rowing boat can do in that situation. All it can do, and all anyone can do on board, is try as best they can to row for as long as they can. At that point, they can deploy the parachute anchor, which is a large water parachute that holds the boat in position, get inside and wait for the storm to pass. And that's literally the only thing that can be done to maintain the safety and integrity of the vessel. But to capsize whilst on a parachute anchor is a testament to the severity of the conditions that Damien was experiencing.
I feel safe in one place, and it's the cabin. And all of a sudden, I'm not safe in the cabin. So internally, I'm very disturbed. So that next 15 hours of that storm was the longest 15 hours of my life. Like, it was just minutes felt like days.
I've been on to the council, and they can't really help me because they say that I'm housed until I'm being evicted, and that's the 15th, 16th next of May.
So it's only they could potentially help you, but only after that date.
After that, yeah.
And you're homeless then.
Yeah, yeah. When I found out last year that I was getting evicted, I was talking to a man on Facebook, and I was starting to prepare myself. And I told him my situation. And he goes around collecting tents. And so I was chatting away, and we met friends, and he said, "I'll drop you off the best tent I have." And that was months ago, but last year. And I've never used the tent, but I think from next Thursday I might have to.
I got the call off, ma'am. And I said, I'll ring her back when I get home. And I got home and literally just had the kettle on. And sure, the guards picked up the phone. And I had the text then just before I rang from ma'am saying, "Tom, ring emergency." And the guards picked up and informed me that he was there with my mum, and that Robbie had been found deceased in Thailand. And it was just very, it's the phone call no one wants to.
No one.
He came straight home to me. Tom came straight back, yeah.
There was about, 7 years between us.
Yeah.
7 years, 7 years between us. And I still remember hearing the news of when he was born on the phone from mum in the hospital. But he was a great brother. He was just a great person all around. He really was. All of his mates know him for being the guy that was there to ask, "How are you?" And, maybe ask the awkward question that some people wouldn't, because he cared and he saw the good in people. And I think that was really the highlight of Rob. And other than that, as a brother, he was great crack, great fun.
With the tunes that you pick, would that be influenced by any particular, would you take some of Michael's stuff or Kilfenor or Kayleigh Band?
And I tried to play them as best as I can, as close to, the players as I could, like really, what I mean? But I'd add a bit, bits and pieces as well,
Very good.
But that's the way I'd like to play, I think anyway. But I'd listen to anything, when I'm not playing music, I'd listen to all types of music as well.
Yeah.
So
that could creep in a little bit as well.
Small bit, yeah.
Which is nice too, It's
nice, nice to go back to the thread, though.
Yeah.
That's the main.
For sure. Well, I would love to have a few tunes with you. It's been a while since we had it. So what'll we play?
Well, we'll play, I was thinking maybe Three Reels, maybe.
Lovely.
The first one is The Green Road. Second tune is in G, I've no name for it.
Yeah.
And the last one is The Temple House.
Lovely stuff. Well, Gurmila Mahagut, thank you so much for chatting to me today, Kevin. An absolute pleasure. So we'll give these reels a blast.
A number of schools in the Innes and Shannon areas were advised by Gardaí to close until noon today after receiving what's described as a communication, and a number of those took the decision to remain closed for the day. It's understood that an email indicating a security threat at schools across the county had been sent to a number of educational facilities. Gardaí have carried out an initial assessment, and a senior spokesperson has confirmed they're satisfied the security threat is not credible and there's no ongoing risk to the public. Gardaí are engaging with the affected educational establishments with regard to this incident, and inquiries are ongoing. They say no further information is available at this time. The students in Ennis have told Clare FM that it was a scary experience.
There was a sense of panic going through the school and everyone was just kind of going home. And I was kind of wondering what was going on, and then someone sent me the message and I just realised I kind of had to get home.
It was very shocking at first because one of my friends showed me the messages and I thought it was fake till my cousin came in and she collected all of us, telling us we need to get home now, and it was just very scary.
Temple Street actually deferred Dill's last brain stem test because if they did two brain cell tests and it's a negative, they have to say he's died, so they actually postponed it for the next day, so that Shane and Dylan would be born and died on the same day. So it was great help.
Yes.
That's, even for future cases, it's going to be brilliant now that we're now going to have the death and a birthday on the same day. And cared for yeah. care
and,
him.
Yeah. And that, I mean, for both of you, but I'll ask you first, Laura, like, that I must have been conflicting emotions of your son is, you know, his time is short, but you're also about to give birth. At what, that should be one of the happiest times of your life, along with the birth of your other two children. How do you process that? And even just from the health aspect, managing those last few days before Shane is born, because, you know, you need to be sound and healthy of body, but also of mind.
Yeah, it was just all over the place of emotions. I'm still getting help to figure that out today. I don't know how I did it. I'm still getting counselling now to get me through of having this new baby, but now it's a different road without Dylan. I had my road set out for me. We were having a happy new baby, happy new family, and then all of a sudden this thing just knocked us for six. Like.
So raise your voices, one and all, sing out, let it be. And though we love our music here, we love our hurling too. With every swing and every score, we'll hear the banner roar. Those gallant men from County Clare will bring McCarthy home. So raise